So let's then go to the next item, which is future of habitat. Small subject.
Good morning again. Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Oberlin, your Deputy Secretary with Game Fish and Parks. And really, first thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for bringing this topic at the forefront, habitat. It really is the foundation of the future of hunting, fishing, outdoor recreation. Habitat is critical to getting the next generation involved because there has to be critters on the landscape to pursue to get involved. And that all starts with habitat. I'm going to turn this over to Tom Kirschman here in just a second, but our department's focused on habitat, extremely focused, not just Wildlife Division, but also parks. And we understand there's more we can do, and we're identifying things we've done in the past, but we're identifying more we can do. And that's something moving into the future. We're very fortunate to have a commission that's all about supporting these habitat efforts, and yeah, it really is. It's a turning point in time, and we definitely ask for your continued involvement and continued collaboration. And with that, I'll have Tom Kirschman kind of articulate our plan here for the very near future, and we'll build off that plan and more conversation, more discussion, obviously, to come. So, Tom, if you will.
Morning, Commissioners. Secretary Hepler, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Just want to follow up on what Kevin stated here in respect to habitat in our department. And I'll back up just a couple of weeks to a couple of months here in terms of some other discussions that have occurred, not only amongst you as commissioners, but also at the Second Century Habitat Board level as well. A lot of discussions about habitat, what's out there, what's available for landowners, in particular when we talk about habitat on private land. But when we look at this discussion of habitat, we're really focused on both public lands and private land, but probably the emphasis being on the private land portion of it when we think of 80% or a little bit greater than that of private ownership in the state of South Dakota for land ownership. As an agency, we have habitat programs. As a partner of a multitude of other partners out there, whether they're other federal, state agencies, non-government conservation organizations. There's a whole plethora out there of folks that have habitat efforts, habitat programs that they utilize to meet their objectives and goals of their own programs as well. But here in recent times, I've had a conversation. I know Kevin's had a couple of conversations. Secretary Hepler's had conversations with a few of you commissioners, again with some board members, and even just people in the general public asking about habitat and what's all available out there. And during these discussions, one of the things that has been asked is to pull together basically a summary or a comprehensive review of all the different habitat programs that exist out there. When you look at that, that sounds pretty simple. At the same time, it's also pretty interesting because you think of all the different agencies, again, federal, state, the NGOs out there, a lot of folks have their programs. So one of the things that we are working on right now is reaching out. We have reached out to all of our different partners, and we're gathering that comprehensive list of habitat programs that exist out there. Once we have those habitat programs, we're also going to look at it from the perspective of, okay, how many of these are duplicative efforts? How many of them complement each other? And if they do complement, how do they do so? Once we have that, we can use that as a baseline of the various habitat programs out there and then continue our discussions of where do we go next. And that's really where this conversation goes from here moving forward. We have all these habitat programs, and for the moment I'll really focus on Game Fish and Parks, especially on the wildlife side in our private lands habitat programs, and then we have our habitat efforts that we do in our game production areas. But when you look from the private land perspective, we have a multitude of private lands habitat programs as well. Some of them have been in place for quite some time. In fact, the existing programs, the majority of them are complementary programs to the Conservation Reserve Program. And that's how they were specifically designed and implemented back in the 80s. Some of them have been modified and adjusted since that time frame, but in general, that core group of habitat programs still exist. So what our next step is going to be is have the conversations of where do we go from here? What more can we do? How can we be more effective in putting habitat out there in the landscape in South Dakota? And we're first going to start internally, obviously, but we're going to continue those conversations with our various habitat conservation partners across the state. Last week, I will share with you, we had somewhat of a brainstorming call where we had probably 25, 30 folks on the phone just talking about this concept of where can we go from here. And there were some good ideas, some things that were brought up. So what we're going to do now is follow up and have some smaller group discussions at a regional respective level across the state and get some more of those habitat folks, some more officers, some more of our habitat managers from the GPA side, and have some real concerted discussions at a lower level in the weeds, if I may, of talking about here's what we have right now, what can we do more, how do we move the gate or the needle on the gauge, what can we do more to put habitat on the ground in South Dakota, because that is one of our top priorities as an agency. And with that, I would share, would likely come with some potential adjustments to existing programs. I'm hopeful we'll come up with some new ideas for new habitat approaches and ideas. And then what we have to do is couple those with all of our various partners that exist across the state. I will share with you all of our partners out there are fully engaged and fully support the priority of habitat. There's no question about that whatsoever. What we do need to do is come together in a little closer synergy and collaboration of maybe try to identify some more priority type habitat efforts, try to minimize duplicative efforts so we're more effective and efficient. And then probably the last piece of this is really putting a concerted outreach to our landowners and producers across the state. Make sure that they know of what programs are available. They have an understanding of who they can reach out to. And with that will be a concerted effort internally from our agency and all of our staff reaching out to landowners as well. So in a nutshell, that's the discussion we're having right now about habitat. We will pull together that comprehensive review of all those habitat programs that exist. We're working on that right now. We received a lot of that information. We're waiting to get a little bit more from some other key partners. We will share that with you as a commission body and the Second Century Board and have those discussions. And then we're really going to go to work on identifying what more can we do for habitat in this state. And if that's utilizing resources, funds internally as an agency, through the federal agencies, through other state agencies, and our NGO partners out there. We're confident we can do more, and a lot of it, honestly, will rely on resources, both manpower and dollars, to make those things happen. And so we need to look at that big picture, see what available sources are out there. Do we have to reprioritize within the agency as well? And if so, which other items are going to get pushed over here to the right if some of the other efforts are going to be elevated to a higher level? So those are those ongoing discussions that we are having and will continue to have and continue those discussions with you as commissioners as well. So that's a quick overview of our discussion about the future of habitat, where we're going, and Kevin and I would sure try to answer any questions that you might have as commissioners.
Mr. Sharp here. Thanks, Tom, for that overview. I've been one of the ones that have been vocally suggesting we take a look at this. It's a little bit like remodeling a building. I mean, you remodel a little bit here, and then you add a little cubicle here, and 10 years later, you got this mishmash of remodeling that you go, man, if I'd have known I was going to end up here, I'd have done it way differently and more organized. And I think that happens in any organization. You make decisions, and over a 20-year period, you end up with all these, this kind of mixture of things that maybe made sense along the way but aren't helping us anymore get to where we are going, and you have this matrix of things you have to follow just to try and come up with a solution. So I think if we simplify our habitat programs, get them to be a little bit more coordinated, I think it's going to be easier for people to follow. I do habitat on land that I have, and frankly, if it hadn't been for the help that I received through Pheasants Forever with guidance and just friends of mine, I'm not sure how I got to where I've gotten today. So I just think there's a real opportunity to take the collective money we're spending on all this stuff and make it far more effective with far less complexity. So I encourage where you're going with this, and of course we'll be watching it closely to see if we can end up with something that's really user-friendly. So thanks for your effort on that.
Commissioner Olson. Okay. Thank you, Tom, Kevin. I've been one, too, asking for a review and kind of putting things together, because when you listen here and then you have all these other meetings that we go to from time to time, there's so many programs. There are so many helpers, advisors, experts out there. So really, anybody that wants to do something has ample resources, I think, to get it done. And I always talk to you guys about a friend that I grew up with who has three farms up around Ponset, one in the southeast, and he has done a lot of habitat management, just raves about programs and all the help that there is, all the people that are, you know, more than willing to come and help him. That's their job. And I think if he were here, and he'd be happy to show everybody what he's done, I think he might say it's just people don't know all of these resources that are there, which is too bad. I mean, if we're all focused on habitat, and we are, somehow we need to, I don't know, maybe get the message fine-tuned or something so that more people can take advantage of it. Because I also saw, he and I try to get together once a year and hunt up around Ponset, you know, scaring pheasants and not really hitting very many. But he had pheasants, and then it's been several years of not much going on, even though he's kept doing his habitat work. This last year, there were pheasants almost everywhere. You'd get to the end of the field and they were all over him, I'm sure in large part because of what he's done and all the help that he's gotten. So in some sense, too, it seems like just one perspective that we need to have some person or group or something that puts all of this together so that it's more easily put out on the ground. There's just one place to go. So that people have the spot where they can start and have at it. So anyway, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, if we just can get it delivered. Kevin, Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I guess while we're on the topic, for people that are listening today or maybe listen to the archive of this that want to get more involved in doing habitat on their property, what would you have, like a top three list or best three sites that you could, or people that they should talk to get started, or resources? I think that for everyone, it seems like follow-up is the key, and if you call somebody and you ask them for advice and they say, yeah, we'll get back together when COVID's over, and there's no follow-up. Most of that stuff can be done electronically to point them in the right direction. Do we have any, like a top three, if you would, Tom?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Again, listener Tom Kirschman, thanks for that question, Commissioner Olson. Honestly, the best way and the easiest place right now is to go to Habitat Pays website, habitat.sd.gov, and on there is a Habitat Advisors page. And that is, as Commissioner Sharp just alluded to, where we have the list of our Pheasants Forever Farm Bill biologists, our own Game Fish and Parks Private Lands Habitat biologists. Those are the professionals, the folks with the expertise and the knowledge of all the various programs. And honestly, that's where things get done on the ground, is when folks like that, those Habitat Advisors, can have those conversations with the landowners, determine what their objective is of their property, and lead them in the right direction, whether that's with one program or a combination of programs or resources or other folks to reach out to. So I would say and offer to you the number one spot that I would go to right now and offer up would go to the Habitat Pays website, and under that look at the Habitat Advisors to find the closest Habitat Advisor to wherever that landowner is and start that conversation there. And then they will get the appropriate folks in touch with them if they cannot handle it themselves. And in most cases, they can. So that's where I would recommend and suggest going. The other item that I was remiss not mentioning in my quick briefing to you as we talk about habitat, this same type of discussion is is going on about access opportunities in our access program. And this coming week we have, or in fact this week, we have our annual access meeting. Same type of question, same type of conversations. What are we doing? How can we do more? What can we do better? How can we be more efficient and effective? As we know, access is heavily tied to habitat, and we need to have habitat out there. We need to have access from the long-term sustainability of our hunters, the sport itself, and the tradition of hunting. So that access discussion is right there at the same level as habitat, and we're having those dual discussions as we talk.
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roland here, again, Deputy Secretary. I just wanted to add to that as well. Status quo really isn't an option, and we see that as not being an option. So this conversation is going to take us above where we're currently at. And I think one of the goals of the department right now is to meet the producer, meet the landowner where they're at, not have the landowner and the producer always come to us. And I think that's a major barrier to participation in our habitat programs or even interest in habitat. I always ask the question to a producer, how many times has a GFP staff rolled down your driveway and had a conversation with you about habitat? And unfortunately, the answer to that is a lot of times not in a long time. And I think that's part of what we're missing, is bridging that gap of outreach, outreach and communication with our landowners in the state. Again, 80% of South Dakota is privately owned, and that is really the bulk of what we're talking about right now. We can do a lot of things in our GPAs, we can do a lot of things in our parks and our rec areas, but really when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, it definitely is on our private land. So just wanted to throw that out there. There is going to be more discussions to be had on this. We are going to put together a more formal work group, if you will, talking about habitat. We have one right now kind of internally. I'd like to bring a couple commissioners on that. This is a focus of Governor Noem's. This is a focus of the Second Century Habitat Fund Board. This is a focus of our commission, and it's definitely a focus of our department. So more to come on habitat, and we'd like anybody in the room here to be definitely engaged and involved if you so wish to be. So that's all I have for now. Secretary Epler, any final comments or words on this one?
No, I think you did a very good job, Kevin, and I think status quo isn't where we're going to be. We always try to improve. That's, you know, we're here to lead change. You heard those people from the leadership class talk about that today. So any ideas that have an improvement, we can. But I mean, Mr. Chairman, it's very complex when you get a lot of those NRCS and those other type of programs out there. But I think the way Tom articulated, we're going to go back and see where we mesh, realizing we have the ability to change certain things. But we clearly have the ability to do that. What Tom and Kevin are talking about is being more proactive in getting out and you know, working with the COs and others, or habitat biologists, out talking to those users. I think we've done an outstanding job as a department doing that. We're putting those information together. I think for the governor's office, I think they're going to see we do a wonderful job, but we can improve. So I think, you know, support that Commissioner Short and others offered, you know, we'll be there for you. So thank you. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks.
Comments? Questions? If not, I see that Scott Phillips has joined us.